Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price just drumming up another nice day for us, aren't you, bud?
Oh, yeah. I'm in complete control. And that is what I've got in store, my friend.
No tease for the weather coming up?
It's coming up in about 4 minutes. And
I'm talking about what the weather's doing.
Well, that's the thing. And I was about to say, it's pretty good weather out there. I'll tell you that much right now.
And when you define pretty good, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's not frigid cold, but not right now.
Okay.
But it is, it's kind of chilly out there. It's a nice, this is what you expect in Floridian winter.
All right, let me just talk about the markets, kind of getting back into the normal stream of things here after the holidays.
Yep.
Stocks ending down today on the return of another shortened holiday trading week. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with an early rally fading and Wall Street's weekend to last year carrying over into the new year with the major averages falling. Shares of Tesla tumbling 6% and weighing on the NASDAQ and S&P 500 in the wake of its latest disappointing report. Fourth quarter deliveries missed Wall Street estimates, and Tesla also posted an annual sales decline for the first time in over a decade. The Dow winners today, Nvidia, McDonald's, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Apple, Sherwin-Williams, and Salesforce. The Dow down 152 points, the NASDAQ lower by 30, S&P 500 down 13. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And one of our top stories here nationally, Bourbon Street back open. Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick of the New Orleans Police Department said the area is secure. At least 14 people killed, dozens more injured. The FBI says, based on its investigation, a lone wolf and suspected ISIS sympathizer behind the attack. We are, of course, getting the Sugar Bowl. That is underway right now. That started at 3 this afternoon. And in around 25 minutes, that's around 4:37-ish, when we tackle our sports segment, we'll have a score update for you.
Okay, about 24 hours from this point backwards, you heard me talking about the major concern is what happened to the barriers that were set up on Bourbon and Canal Streets.
Yes.
That is a major topic that is surfacing here. I'm saying you haven't heard the last of that one, because that was a critical position in terms of giving that driver access to Bourbon Street. And somebody made a decision not to put that barrier up, and that person's going to have to probably answer for it. It's not going to be pretty. Want to talk about something pretty, though?
Sure.
PNS, Pensacola International, looking pretty darn nice this afternoon. What if I told you, for the remaining period of afternoon here and into the night, all the way to midnight, no problems, no cancellations or delays?
Oh, all righty. Very good news there.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not through yet.
Oh.
Because on top of that, not only do we have a stellar flight board to go by, there are actually a couple of flights running early this afternoon.
We're doing too good.
If you're expecting to get somebody off that Delta flight 2211 out of Atlanta, touchdown time 4:37. Not today, 4:20. Saving about 20 minutes there. And if you are looking for somebody coming up out of Dallas's Love Field on Southwest 1596, you know that too. 4:50 scheduled touchdown. You better hurry. Going to be touching down about 4:30 this afternoon. So despite recent computer problems, and we were just talking about the Delta flight here on time and running a little bit earlier here, Delta scores pretty darn high marks in one category, and Hillary Barsky is all over the flight news.
Delta Airlines scoring the highest ranking among U.S. carriers for on-time arrivals, despite suffering disruptions in July from an outage that caused thousands of flight cancellations, according to aviation data provider Cirium. Delta notching an on-time rate of more than 83%, which was good enough to rank the carrier third worldwide. The next best U.S. carriers were United Airlines at nearly 81% and Alaska Airlines at just over 79%. Last year, Mexican airline Aeromexico had the world's world's best record for on-time arrivals, with almost 87% of its flights arriving within 15 minutes of their scheduled arrival time. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Have you ever ridden on Aeromexico? Oh, that's right, you haven't flown, but Aeromexico. Yeah. Listen.
Tell me about it.
It's a treat.
in a facetious sense?
Oh, kind of. Believe me, it's not the norm. So you just have to go in those flights with an open mind. That's why you just might have surprises.
That's what you like to hear.
Yeah, it really is.
4:15.
Good
here.
For Delta. Yay.
Yeah, good for them. Let's see if I can keep the good news going here with our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation and 24/7 support. You can learn more about that at generatorsource.com. For starters, did get a texter letting us know traffic starting to back up on Pace Boulevard. North of Cervantes. We did have a traffic incident there. Outside of that, there's just some minor congestion here and there. Nothing too severe. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful sunny Friday, high of 64, low of 40.
What's happening around the Pace Cervantes Street intersection?
According to this texter here, it says bicycle rider struck by car in middle of northbound lanes.
Not good. I mean, to tell you, that's not good. So, you know, what would happen if we did not have a communication system, in other words, a dispatcher like we do, City of Pensacola, Scambia County, you know, Santa Rosa County, all the dispatchers.
Right.
What would happen if everything went down? You had no way to communicate except by picking up the phone and calling specific cars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a mess, wouldn't it?
Yes.
They're going through that right now in Los Angeles.
Really?
The L.A. County Sheriff's Department, their computer dispatch system still not working, been down since New Year's Eve. Matt Murphy has more for us from Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department's outdated computer dispatch system has been down since New Year's Eve, causing major disruptions. Deputies have had to manage all calls through radio communication. The department first noticed the issue when officers could no longer log on to their patrol car computers. The crash rendered the system inoperable. Although calls are still being answered, they are being manually tracked. The cause of the outage remains unclear, and it's uncertain when the system will be restored. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
My goodness. And, of course, one of the biggest stories nationally, kind of been paired with some of this media attention with that New Orleans attack. Officials say military identification and firearms were found inside the Cybertruck that exploded outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday. The driver inside believed to have been Matthew Allen Livelsberger, but officials say the body was burnt beyond recognition. He was an active member of the military and once served at the same base as the suspect in yesterday's attack in New Orleans, but officials say there is no link that is known of between the two at this time. Investigators said that Livelsberger rented the Cybertruck in Colorado on December 28th before driving it to Las Vegas.
Whoever said Pensacola was not culturally adapt? Who's ever said that?
I don't believe anyone.
Listen to this. How can you beat this? Listen, a pig disrupted morning drive traffic this morning on the 110 freeway. That's news. Now, you may have some news over there. I got the real news over here. Police dispatched to go. Excuse me, car 54. Would you go pick a pig up, please? What? Yeah, that's what happened. They dispatched the officers to the area. It was exit 3. And if you're familiar with the road, it's that Maxwell Jordan Street exit. Can you believe that? The pig running in those neighborhoods, or actually on the freeway. Anyway, the pig was detained. Animal control came and got it. Now it's history. Now people want to know, what happened to the pig?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming he was returned to an owner.
I want to know what happened to the pig. Anyway, that's an interesting story today.
419, we'll take a quick break here when we return. Chris, I know you love Gallup polls.
And I love pigs, too.
Yeah, so who doesn't? Well, we've got a Gallup poll talking about how Americans feel about President-elect Trump's ability to control immigration. Nice. Do they buy him? Are they saying, oh, you're full of hooey? Well, we got the answer for you and more.
I always say, give the guy a chance.
Yeah. That is true. And we, you know what? We'll take that thought process into the commercial break. But we got details on that Gallup poll and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors Monday at 10 to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, one thing for certain, the guy can certainly play, or a lady, I'm not sure, can certainly play a keyboard, that's for sure.
Yeah, I believe Boston was all male.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Well, women. Yes, they were. I had to check it. I need to check my hairspray over there. Make sure.
The lead singer from Boston's heyday, Brad Delp, one of the most, I think, underrated vocalists of all time. Okay. No one cares about my opinion. I'm
no,
just saying.
No. We appreciate that. Thanks for your input on that. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price over there. That doggone war is still raging in Gaza. I mean, you think it's going to kind of cool down and kind of ramps back up? Well, it's going to probably ramp up a lot here. Israel is confirming today it killed a senior Hamas intelligence figure in Gaza. Jonathan Savage has more on the story.
The Israel Defense Forces have confirmed what they call an intelligence-based airstrike in the southern Gazan city of Khan Yunis. They claim to have eliminated Hassam Shawan. He was the head of the Hamas internal security forces in the area. We're told Shawan was responsible for intelligence assessments before attacks on Israel's military. The airstrike took place in a humanitarian zone, and the Israelis say they took steps to mitigate the risk of harming civilians. According to Palestinian medics, at least 10 people died, including women and children. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Did have a text earlier letting us know about a traffic collision that had happened on Pace Boulevard near Cervantes. We are keeping an eye on that. As for the weather, sitting at around 59 degrees, low of 44 tonight, high of 64 tomorrow with a low of 40. Should be a sunny, clear, beautiful Friday.
Okay, how would you feel if you were doing the morning shift and then you got a text message, pig on the freeway? Would you buy into that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I hear you.
There are some rural parts of town.
I can imagine David and Andrew McKay this morning figuring that one out when he got the first reports. There's a pig on the freeway.
If you got to text her about that, we never get texts like that. We just get, you know, some terrible accident.
No, we get nice texts then, usually.
Oh, no. We appreciate the feedback. I just wish it was more about lifestyle.
Okay, serious thing happening in Colorado, and I'm going to tell you, because I am very close to the PTSD military situation. There is a battle brewing in Colorado over the use of psychedelic drugs for PTSD therapy. I know a lot about this as a parent. I know a lot about this, and I'm not sure I'm on board with this one, Austin.
Me neither.
Really not. Jack Callahan has more for us.
2 years after Colorado voters approved the use of psilocybin, the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms, for treating PTSD, the city of Colorado Springs is restricting its use to at least a mile away from schools. Advocate Lane Ballone, a former Special Forces soldier, says that'll hurt the people who could benefit the most.
Specifically because this is a military town, there's so many veterans that could use this type of treatment.
While research has shown promise for psychedelic drugs in helping people with mental health conditions, including PTSD, the scientific research remains in its early stages. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Very early stages, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mentioned to you during the break, Chris, because we were talking about this. I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not sure how it works, but I would assume psychedelics and the hallucinations that can come with that would be influenced by the mental headspace that you are in to at least some degree. And if you are someone who is troubled with a particularly traumatic form of PTSD, I can't imagine that would show very reassuring images in your mind.
Very, very dangerous. I'll leave it at that. Just very dangerous. 428 News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. We appreciate the ride. We sure do. The House is slated to vote for its speaker this week. Chad Pergram has more. From the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. House Republicans may again struggle to elect a speaker on January 3rd. That's the start of the new Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson emerges bruised from the recent government funding Donnybrook. Here's the math. The House clocks in at 434 members with one vacancy. On the Speaker's vote, the winner must win an outright majority of all members casting ballots for somebody by name. In other words, the person with the most votes does not win. That's what happened repeatedly to former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. So let's crunch the math for Mike Johnson. He could only lose one vote. 218. A failure to elect a speaker right out of the block paralyzes the House. The House absolutely, unequivocally cannot do anything until it elects a speaker, period. The House can't swear in members. Technically, they're still representatives elect. Only after the House chooses its speaker does he or she then in turn swear in the membership. If this bleeds into January 6th, the House cannot convene a joint session of Congress to certify the Electoral College. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News. years.
All right, Chris hinted at this before the break. Americans are optimistic about President-elect Trump's ability to control immigration. So it seems like they agree with you as far as giving the guy a chance. A Gallup poll showed that more than 2 in 3 Americans believe Trump will be able to curb illegal immigration. Meanwhile, 28% don't think Trump will be able to tighten the issue. It's the topic that respondents felt most positively about going into Trump's second term, though.
Okay, I'm kind of bummed out. Dr. Joel Rudman, of course, is exiting the State House, looking to go for Matt Gaetz's congressional seat. That's what, you know, so but what bums me out here, he was set to file Bill 79, increasing the penalties for animal cruelty from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony if the person commits the crime during a declared state of emergency. Don't think we're going to see any movement on that whatsoever.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The FBI says the New Orleans truck attack that left at least 14 people dead on New Year's was an act of terrorism. President Biden reacting.
We're going to continue to relentlessly pursue ISIS and other terrorist organizations where they are, and they'll find no safe harbor here.
A deceased suspect identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, a military veteran from Texas. Investigators learning more about the blast from a Cybertruck in front of the Las Vegas Trump International Hotel.
Las Vegas Metro Police Sheriff Kevin McMahill said a military ID and weapons in the Tesla truck have them confident about the man behind this act.
Matthew Livelsberger, he's of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
What's still not clear? Why he chose to set off explosives at the Trump Hotel.
Fox's Granol Scott there. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits after Christmas fell to an 8-month low, capping off a year of remarkably low layoffs for the country. New jobless claims dropped by 9,000 to 211,000 in the final week of the year. The euro and British pound both hit multi-month lows against the U.S. dollar today as investors geared up for the return of Donald Trump to the White House this month. The euro hit its weakest level against the dollar since November of 2022. Total mortgage application volume dropped by nearly 22%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's seasonally adjusted index. During that period, the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.9%. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, with the Dow losing 150 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ off slightly. Crude oil futures for February above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. I totally get any Arizona State's fans' frustration for not getting a targeting call near the end of regulation in the quarterfinals of the college football playoff. And yes, if roles were reversed, I do think Texas would have got that call. With all that being said, the no call isn't the number one reason why Arizona State lost the game, because if they could have just simply got off the field on 4th and 13 in overtime, well, the Sun Devils would have overcame the officiating and still found a way to advance to the next round. I'm Zach Gelb.
This new year, get started on your next success with University of Maryland Global Campus. Classes start January 8th. Apply now and save with no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid classes while giving you a head start on 2025. Earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Spin, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked extensively about the newest information about the terror attack in Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve or the morning right thereafter. Also had a really good conversation with Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall about defensive measures, protective measures that are taken to protect crowds, for example, at Mardi Gras here in Pensacola. A lot of good information, a lot of reassuring information. So you can check out that interview and all the other conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
The policy of the Carter Center, which I think accurately represents my own attitude, is one to promote peace and to enhance human rights whenever possible.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Still waiting. If you knew where I was.
I told you it was going to be another instrumental.
Oh, my gosh. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, stumping the band today.
Yes. That's a 90s rock staple right there.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
It sure got my attention. I want to tell you that. 437, News Radio 92.3. Hey, haven't heard this name in a while. Jimmy Garoppolo.
You are correct.
He's going to start in place of Matthew Stafford in the Rams' regular season finale against Seattle on Sunday.
Mm.
You know why Matthew's not playing?
Is it because they have no reason for him to,
That's
given
exactly
their
right.
predicament?
Yeah. They're rusting the guy. Smart.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that one. So anyway, I just have not heard Jimmy's name, and I thought he was like had gone.
I can't lie to you. The last place I remembered him being was the Raiders, and I learned the other day. I'm like, oh, he's with the Rams now.
I didn't know. I just had no clue here. let me talk about home sports activity. Ice Flyers returning home to our very own ice tomorrow against Birmingham. Get ready for the Big Cars Pixar promo night. Puck drop 7:05 in the basin. I did see the folks on Channel 3 today. The owner, Greg Harris, was on Channel 3 today, sporting the Cars jerseys.
Very
that
nice.
They will be, they raffle them off or sell them off, something like that at the game.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, Cars jerseys, they look nice. Tell you that. So the Ice Flyers, 7:05, they'll drop that puck tomorrow night in the Bay Center.
All righty. Well, you know what, Chris? I was prepared to give you a Sugar Bowl update, and wow. Boy, howdy, my friend. do I have an update for you?
I'm waiting with all anticipation.
Georgia, I believe, was on the board first, up 3-0.
Yes.
Of course, a glaring problem for them. Their backup QB, Gunnar Stockton, in the game because of Carson Beck being absent due to recently having a surgery. Notre Dame tied the game at 3. And then, I told you right before we came back from break, with under a minute to go, Notre Dame took a 6-3 lead with a long field goal. Well, Gunnar Stockton gets sacked. He fumbles. No. Notre Dame recovers it inside Georgia's 15. Right away, Riley Leonard touchdown pass. So with 28 seconds left until halftime, Notre Dame is up 13-3.
Boy, you sound like you've done that before. Just calling that sport.
Yeah, man. I'm capturing the passion as a fan.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I'm pumped.
So anyway, so it's 13-3.
Yes. Dogs in trouble, man. We knew that they could be with their quarterback issues.
Okay. Well, let's kind of move on to the second game tonight, Duke and Ole Miss.
Yes, Ole Miss, that spread has been sitting at around 17. We were talking about quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Duke does not have Malik Murphy, who is their starter throughout the year, but Ole Miss has Jackson Dart. That's a big explanation for this point spread here. But yes, in the Gator Bowl, getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight, I do have Ole Miss winning that game convincingly.
Okay, here's something that really rocked the high school football world. Bobby Clayton's coming back to Pensacola to Skipper Catholic's football team. He'll be the head football coach over Catholic.
Mm.
You know, he was at Gulf Breeze for years and years and years. And then he went down to Fort Walton Beach, I believe it was. But now he's coming back to Pensacola. And he called the Pensacola Catholic job one of the premier jobs in the panhandle. You bet it is.
It is, yes. Back in my day, Catholic football wasn't looking so hot, but they've been good for the past few years now, and he's going to be filling some big shoes.
Okay, 441 News Radio 92.3. A sports outlet has crowned their top athlete of 2024. Who is it? Michelle Polino's in with the decision.
Simone Biles has been named Sports Illustrated's 2024 Sports Person of the Year. The 27-year-old gymnast took home 3 gold medals and a silver during the Summer Paris Olympics, bringing her total global titles to 32. Her comeback story is even more remarkable, considering the challenges she faced in Tokyo in 2021, where she withdrew from several events due to mental health concerns. Biles is the first woman to win this award since Naomi Osaka and Breonna Stewart in 2020. Joining legends Serena Williams and LeBron James, she'll officially receive the award January 7th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
My guess when you asked me earlier was Caitlin Clark.
Simone Biles.
That is definitely a worthy choice.
Yeah, it's
a
good one.
I can't say I'm surprised by that one. 442 here. You know, Michelle just mentioned LeBron James. Well, the youngest son of LeBron heading to Arizona to play college basketball. Bryce James committed to the University of Arizona yesterday. James's older brother, Bronny, played one season at USC before turning pro and currently plays with his dad on the Lakers. Bryce is considered a 4-star prospect in the 2025 recruiting class by ESPN.
I think Bronny plays on the G League now, not with the Lakers. I think he's playing with their G League.
Oh, yeah, no, you're correct. I think last I heard.
He played 45 seconds or something with the Lakers, and they benched him, and that was it.
Well, and that's the thing. We talked about it the entire step of the way. When he was drafted by the Lakers late in the draft, and it was you're appeasing him. You know, you're appeasing LeBron.
It was a PR move. It was a PR move.
Right. And hey, as you said, he played together with his dad long enough to be able to say the father-son duo played together. But, yes, last I heard, he is in the G League.
He is playing with their G League. I know that. Very interesting, though. So there's some stories. Ice Flyers, Clayton, Garoppolo. Jeez.
Yeah, we got a loaded slate here. And Arizona's a good school. That's a basketball school.
Okay, we've got games setting up for tomorrow night as well. This will be the one in Dallas. It's the First Responder Bowl, North Texas versus Texas State. I'm going to tell you something. That stadium will be packed with Texas folks.
I don't doubt it.
No, that's a big, 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 big matchup there. And also the Duke's Mayo Bowl. We call it Mayonnaise in New Orleans. That's over in Charlotte, actually. Minnesota at Virginia Tech.
Minnesota, better record, despite playing in a better conference. So I've got Minnesota winning that. I think P.J. Fleck has done an underrated job there. But I don't know. I'm done.
Just whenever you
kept it short and sweet, my friend.
Boy, all right. Let me tell you, I know common eye condition. I was telling you before, I had dual surgery on my eyes.
Yes, you did tell me that.
I've got what they call bionic eyes now. But it got down to a point where I was itching and scratching and just, it was bothering me all the time.
Right.
Couldn't figure this thing out. A common eye condition that affects millions of Americans, I would say millions of anybody, not just Americans, is surfacing and taking center stage today. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. January is Glaucoma Awareness Month. The National Eye Institute says the disease can cause vision loss and blindness, which can't be reversed. What happens is that fluid in the eyes builds up, which then increases pressure and damages the optic nerve. The optic nerve transfers visual images to your brain. It is possible to save your vision or prevent further vision loss with early detection and treatment. But unfortunately, there are no early symptoms or warning signs. There's no pain or discomfort or blurry vision. And that's why regularly scheduled eye and vision checkups are important. During the checks, an eye care professional will place drops in your eyes to widen the pupils and check the optic nerve for signs of glaucoma. 3 million Americans have it, and half don't know it. Those at higher risk are African Americans over 40 years old and adults in general over 60. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, it all started with just a general checkup. And didn't go to an optometrist just for glasses type. I went to the real eye doctor, and they were kind of digging back. Have you ever seen that space technology they have in these offices? It's amazing. Absolutely. Anyway, they discovered that I had a problem back there. Anyway, fixed it, got the bionic eyes now and feeling great about it. But I tell you, get those eyes checked. Early detection will save a lot of grief.
All righty, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Main problem we're dealing with right now is I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. We typically have issues there every afternoon. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 59 degrees right now, low of 44 tonight, mostly clear this evening. Tomorrow, going to be another beautiful day. Sunny, clear, high of 64, low of 40.
Okay, Pensacola's Mardi Gras events kicking off this weekend. Pensacola police are preparing for the local events and keeping the community safe. PPD Chief Eric Randall.
We are deploying heavy vehicles for that very thing. So they're there to stop anything that could potentially come into the parade route or any route of that nature. And that's one of the visible physical barriers that you see as one level.
Okay, and Randall did tell News Radio the department utilizes high technology as they evaluate the safety level at every single event. Don't forget the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras kickoff celebration gets underway Saturday, 5 o'clock, Phineas Fogg's inside Seville Quarter. This year, 35 floats and crews will be staged along Palafox and Jefferson Streets awaiting the second line blessing. Carnival is here.
It's with it being 4:47 around this time every hour, we like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing lower in a choppy first trading session of 2025. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 152 points to 42,392. S&P 500 lost 13 points to 58,68. And the NASDAQ dropped 30 points to 19,280.
You see, I'm already waiting for Haydell's Bakery to send me my king cake on the 6th. Haydell's Bakery's in Jefferson. In the best bakery in New Orleans, by the way. But if you didn't know where you were going and how to find it, you never find it. But anyway, they make the real king cakes. I go to some places around here and go, they look like cinnamon cakes is what they look like.
Yeah.
They're not. And I go, that's not a king cake. That is not a king cake.
They're like, sir, I'm working at this Publix for the summer.
Haydell's, Randazzo's, Gambino's. Great bakeries over there. But the number one, I've been there over 100 and something years, Haydell's in Jefferson.
Alrighty, 4:48. Number of people filing for unemployment benefits is down to its lowest level since last April. New unemployment claims filed the week ending December 28th were down 9,000 from the previous week. Economists expected an increase, but claims data tends to be more volatile at the end of the year because of seasonal hires.
Okay, still getting a lot of information, and from, of course, New Orleans in terms of the attack over there. The FBI, after initially saying he had help, now says the New Orleans terror suspect acted alone in that truck ramming attack that killed 15 people. 14 of the people were actually run over by the truck. The 15th was the bad guy
himself,
self-inflicting the wound there. Jeff Manasso in New Orleans and has the details.
The sound of a Bourbon Street band as the city of New Orleans reopens the famed French Quarter thoroughfare that's been cleared of carnage.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
FBI Assistant Director Christopher Rea now saying the suspect, who was shot and killed by police, who was inspired by a terror group, acted alone. That explosives found on Bourbon Street were placed there by the suspect, whose home in Houston. Cell phones and computers are being searched, along with the Las Vegas car bomb suspect's home in Colorado Springs, for which we're told right now there's no connection. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yeah, one of President-elect Trump's campaign slogans was to drill, baby, drill, but that will likely have a huge impact on the Texas economy once he takes office. Glenn Hamer, who heads the Texas Association of Business, says the state's population is booming and they'll need all the power they can get. In addition to oil, he's confident the Trump administration will also support research into wind, solar, and next-generation nuclear energy. Put together, he says that will help keep gas prices low for drivers because the world will rely less on foreign oil.
Just think it back to the Beverly Hillbillies. Old Jed out there shooting in the ground and looking for some squirrels, things like that. Hit that oil and the rest is history.
The bubbling crew.
Yeah, it sure did. Hey, 24 was an amazing year for bands on the bayou. As a matter of fact, if you would like to peruse our website, NewsRadio 92.3, or the app, did a nice story on this today. The East Hill Neighborhood Association Concert Series, raising $45,000. Those funds were distributed to six selected nonprofit organizations. Here they are: Bike Pensacola, Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, Pensacola Children's Chorus, Rally Foundation, Survivor-Led Solutions, and Upward Intuition. That's Mr. Shell, John Shell's fundraising.
Yes.
Organization. Each organization receives a portion of the funds to further its mission and continue providing valuable resources and support to the community. So a big hee-haw salute going out to those six folks. Or six organizations.
4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a bunch of broccoli now under recall in about 20 states. Details on what the heck that's all about and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Prince, Chris Bryan, and Austin Price. There's a trio for you.
Yeah, iconic trio there.
54. Hope your day's going along nicely for you. Thanks a lot for the ride home. Dozens of officials across the country receiving those letters from Stephen Miller's nonprofit America First Legal. They're warning them of the consequences of interfering or impeding illegal immigration enforcement. Fox is all over. Has the latest for you.
Securing America.
250 mayors, police chiefs, and governors now on notice. They face federal prosecution if they interfere with President Trump's mass deportation plan. A letter from America First Legal, which has strong ties to Trump policymakers, say it is a crime for local officials to conceal or shield migrants from federal agents. The letter targets leaders in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. In recent weeks, many have said they'll refuse to cooperate with federal efforts to ramp up deportation of criminal migrants. That's not going over well with incoming border czar Tom Homan.
If you don't want to protect your communities, shame on you. But we're going to do it for you. You're not going to stop me. We're coming.
Federal law says if you're here illegally, you're deportable, crime or not. Congress, through the 1986 Immigration Control Act, requires criminal aliens be deported, quote, as soon as possible after their conviction. William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, just having some congestion in our usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a beautiful Friday, high of 64, low of 40.
News Radio 92.3. I wrote this. This is another story I wrote up on the website, News Radio 92.3 website and app. It's about tougher boating penalties and laws getting ready to potentially be enacted here in the state. If you are a boater, have a boat, this might interest you a little bit. Senate Bill 58 calling for boosting the penalties in boating accidents with severe injuries to a third-degree felony, punishable up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. This makes the law a felony and not a misdemeanor as current Florida law stands in careless or reckless boat accidents. So if you're a boater, you need to know about these things. Very,
for sure.
Very important.
And mentioned this before the break. This is kind of important as well. A bunch of broccoli now under recall. These are bags of market side, ready-to-eat broccoli sold at Walmart. The FDA says that they may be contaminated with listeria in about 20 states. Listeria can cause severe illness, especially in little kids, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems. Symptoms include fever, muscle aches, and belly issues. All the bags marked with a best if used by date, December 10th, 2024. However, some families may have them in the freezer and need to toss them out or get a refund. So that's in about 20 states. But we said this about the carrots in California. Who knows? Maybe you're very pretentious when it comes to this stuff and you get your broccoli imported. Just be on the lookout for that stuff.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. A couple of weeks ago, we told you and reported on that South Korean airline crash that was just absolutely horrible. Well, police have now raided the airline, the South Korean airline, whose plane crashed on Sunday, killing 179 people. Jonathan Savage has the story.
Investigators are searching the offices of Jeju Air, plus the operator of Muan International Airport and the Regional Aviation Authority. They want to get to the bottom of the worst aviation disaster in South Korean history. The Boeing 737-800 touched down without wheels, overshot the runway, and burst into flames when it hit an embankment. Two crew members were the only survivors. Air safety experts say the concrete-based embankment proved catastrophic. The pilot had told air traffic control the aircraft suffered a bird strike, but we don't yet know why the landing gear didn't deploy. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And you and I had a conversation about this just days ago. They're now investigating that plane. When it touched down, the landing gear kind of went back up in the belly.
Yeah, kind of malfunctioned.
Exactly. And it was just kind of careening down the runway. And there was a barricade at the end of the runway, this big concrete barricade that shouldn't have been there.
Right.
And so now who made the decision to put the barricades getting in the news today, aren't they?
Barricades or lack thereof.
South Korean barricades, New Orleans, Bourbon Street barricades. Gosh. Barricades that shouldn't be there should be there. Whatever.
Can't seem to get on the same page.
The South Korean thing is unwinding now. We're going to find out more about that.
All righty. And here's something a bit more frivolous for you, Chris. A North Carolina woman going into the new year with one eye open after mistaking nail glue for eye drops.
Oh.
The woman, who lives just outside Charlotte, said she mistook the bottle because it had a similar shape. She realized her mistake when she squirted the glue into her eye, sealing it shut. Doctors are saying it could take up to 7 weeks before her eye will be able to open, and then it'll have to be checked for damage. You were talking about eye safety earlier this hour, so 'tis the season for that.
I feel sorry for her. 16 days and counting. Early voting begins January 18th and will continue through the 25th. The number of early voting sites in Escambia County being cut now from 10 to 7. This is for the special primary election. No early voting sites will be offered in Century, the University of West Florida, or in Brownsville. So we're counted down now. 16 days counting. We're going back into another election. My goodness. It seems like we just finished. Oh, yes. By the way, we just did finish election, didn't we?
How about that?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.